It's Giving Tuesday. People all over the country are donating to their favorite nonprofit organizations. In Colorado, you can support this day of giving by scheduling your donation to KGNU Now on coloradogives.org.
The time is 7 o'clock. It's time now for the Cabaret program.
Thank you, Jim. Welcome to Cabaret here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm your host this evening. My name is Madeleine Cave, and my guests tonight are Steve Glotzer and friends. Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4. Got no need for pretension. She keeps everything cool, and she's always the one with the best of intention. She's nobody's fool. Love the smile in her eyes makes my heart beat at 3/4 time. She's got a skip in her step when she tries to keep up. She's blowing my mind, and she sings. She sings, yes, she sings. Harmony, she sings, all right. Keeps my picture in her wallet with some old poems that I once wrote. And it's hard to believe, after all of these years, she still laughs at my old jokes. Takes the dark out of the night, makes my heart beat in 3/4 time. When we're lying in bed, no words need be said. She's reading my mind, and she sings. Harmony, she sings. Yes, she sings. Harmony, she sings, and she brings harmony. She sings, yeah, she sings. All right. For pretension, she keeps everything cool.
Yeah, yeah, this is why I love doing the Cabaret show. I get 1 hour concert just for me and you guys there listening. So that's awesome. Thank you. So Steve and I met just through music on Facebook, actually. Or no, we didn't. We met through music and we ended up as Facebook friends 2 years ago today. Not today, this month.
Ah.
2 years ago this month.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I looked it up.
I didn't get you something. I'm so
sorry. No, I know. How dare you? I'm sore. I'm crushed. So yeah, 2 years ago this month, we became Facebook friends, but we've never met in person until this evening. So,
well, how do you do?
How do you do? Nice to meet you and your lovely wife who's here with you today as well.
So, song great. For Jane.
There. Yeah, thank you. So I am not going to talk too much tonight because you're not here to, you're not wanting to listen to me all evening. You want to hear the music. And this is great music. These are awesome musicians. And I've been looking forward to this for quite a while now. But Steve, I asked him to send me some information about the band, about the songs, and really a lot of what you said to me I found very touching, and I would rather you said it in your own words, because a lot of the songs you're going to play tonight seem to have a great deal of meaning to you personally. So I'm going to let you introduce them. First, I would like you to introduce the band tonight. Friends, it sounds like you've been playing together for a long time.
That'd be my pleasure, yes. And actually, it took me a real long time, you can imagine, to find four guys named Friends. Anyway, on accordion, Kevin Packard. I've known Kevin for, 10 years or so?
Wow.
Has it that long? 10, a little more? Playing together that long, at least? And on pedal steel, Ben Welgoski. Actually, Ben and I are new to each other.
New friends,
but kindred spirits about music and stuff. Tober Shore on drums, and we've met a while ago, it's a little jamming together, and he plays in the band The Strange Parade, and Jeff and I, the bass player, we play in Soul Sacrifice, is a tribute to Santana. And so we'll do some shows this year together.
Nice.
And again, on bass, Jeff Fournier, and we've been playing together 20 years or so in a whole variety of things.
Excellent. Well, welcome, everyone. Well, when I invited Steve to come in to do the show this evening, I didn't know which of his bands he was going to bring in or if he was going to do solo, so I'm delighted to meet you all. Welcome to KGNU. Thanks for coming in tonight. And I'll just let you continue with your next song.
Well, sure. This next song is called Spring of 42, and I guess I should tell a little story. I wrote this, my aunt, who was my mom's sister, and they were very close, and so we grew up as almost, she was like my second mom. And I found out later on when I grew up that when she was young, during the war, she had a boyfriend from the neighborhood, and he went off to war and he didn't come home. And so she ended up marrying another kid who came home that was my uncle. But she always held a torch for this first boyfriend, and apparently they traded letters during the years and that he was away, and she kept them. And the first inkling I had about that was she got herself into Edgar Casey. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he was he used to do seances and things like that, and talk to spirits and the like. And so she was searching, I didn't realize, always searching to try to get back to connect with him. So so anyway, that moved me a bit, and here's the Spring of 42. Okay. Was the spring of 42. His hair was black, her eyes were blue, and he only had eyes for you. Everybody knew. You went off to war with one big plan. Home and be your man. But things happen I don't understand. And everybody knew. Settled down with another boy. Gave her three bundles of joy. And the happiness lasted for a little while. But that broken heart still spoke the truth. And everybody knew.
and she'd often disappear. In his letters she would hold him dear and forget about us. Finally had to let her go. Hope she finds her way back home. It's what everybody. Everybody.
Steve's wife's in here, and we'll cheer you on. Yep, wonderful.
Small but mighty.
Well, I thought, because you've been in the music business and the music scene in Boulder for quite some time now, and I thought you might have been in cabaret before when I invited you on the show. And indeed, you have been in KGNU several times.
Yes.
And I just was speaking to one of the other presenters before I came in here, and he had hosted you in 1998, so 20 years ago, with the... acoustic food chain.
Chain, yes. And actually, Roger Gillies, who used to do the Postman Roger, he used to do the Reggae Bloodline show for many years. He started hosting my performing in the cabaret probably early 90s.
Yeah.
And that was at the old location. So, yeah.
Before
and it, when it actually time. Was in the, it was called the, it was live from the concert hallways.
Yeah.
And we actually played in the hallway of the studio between the different studios.
Cool.
So I played a bunch there, yeah.
We just have a wider hallway.
Yes,
now.
No, this studio's been great.
I know,
yeah.
It's a wonderful studio. Okay.
Let's see, this next song is a song I wrote after my mom passed. And I don't know if there's much to say about it. Maybe we'll just play it. Kevin's going to accompany me on this one. Tried for hours, but sleep won't take hold. Losing you left a hole in my soul. Don't make me weak and it won't make me whole. But I just can't let go. No, I just can't let go. Covered myself, still I felt cold. Paced in all directions, watched the morning unfold. Can't find a reason to keep carrying this load. Just can't let go. No, I just can't let go. I just thought you should know. And all the answers to my questions come clear. The voices harmonize in my ear. And I'll see you through the light and the tears. And then I'll let go.
just can't let go. You know, I just can't let go. I just thought you should know.
Mom,
thank you.
Steve.
Appreciate
thank
that.
You.
This I wanted to play a tune that totally different genre, different kind of tune. But so years ago, and I'm not sure who was hosting. This was probably in the early 2000s, probably 2004 actually. My dad passed, and I was coming back from Florida from his funeral. I hate to get into this, talking a lot about death, but get old enough and people you know start to pass
by. Yeah, this time of year.
That's true, yeah. Well, anyway, so I wrote this tune for him and while I was sitting in the airport waiting for the plane. And when I got back, I had a show here in the cabaret, and I thought I would perform it solo because, you know, it just was fresh and all. And I told a story, and the story was when I was a kid, you know, I started playing guitar very young, and my dad used to make me play for his friends when they'd come over because he was paying for the lessons and I'm going to play for the, you know. And so a precocious little kid, I hid the music so I wouldn't have to play it. And then when his friends come over and I'd say, oh, gee, I can't find the music. And so that sort of stopped and I didn't have to play the tune. And so many years later, they were moving out of the apartment they lived in forever. And I found the music stuffed behind some furniture and I told him the story, and I thought he would just think it was the cutest thing, and he didn't. He was actually, whoa, you know, he was a little surprised and whatever. Anyway, so he passes, and I write this song, and I'm here in the studio performing this piece, and I was playing a jazz guitar, and it had what's called a floating bridge. And that just means that it's not glued down. Mm. It's not attached to the guitar. But the tension of the strings keeps the bridge solid. Yeah. It doesn't move. And I'd played that guitar for forever, and it never moved. And I'm playing this piece, and right in the middle, the bridge goes, and it goes about 2 inches off axis. And my guitar is totally out of tune and unplayable. And it was just such an odd thing.
Your dad getting his own.
There
back.
You go. So it was a little spooky. So I thought if you would indulge me, I would just
absolutely
play a little of it. And if anything breaks or falls down, it's my dad.
Well, we'll see how it goes. See how it goes for you tonight.
Let's see. Sorry, I got to get situated.
That's okay.
This is called Memory of One. Thank you.
think your dad's forgiven you.
All right, good.
I think he's forgiven you.
Thanks for indulging me.
If I had a father who'd got me guitar lessons and made me play for friends, I could maybe play like that now as well.
If I had only played
maybe.
For his friends, I would have been
See, there
so
you go.
Much better.
There you go.
Let's see, we're going to do a song called Won't Be Denied, and kind of semi-autobiographical. Y'all ready? All right. It's time to go. Can't help moving so slow. Gotta say goodbye to a girl I know. And I'll be on the road by 10. Don't know if I'll pass this way again. In the meantime, all my dreams fall through, and all my wishes don't come true. Won't be denied, no, won't be denied this time. Won't be denied, won't be denied this time. All I have's this old guitar, keys to my daddy's Bonneville car, a couple songs I hope would take me far. Time to take a chance, that's what living demands in the meantime. All my dreams fall through, and all my wishes don't come true. Won't be denied, no, won't be denied this time. Won't be denied, won't be denied this time. Must have seemed like a leap of faith. It wasn't even a choice I made.
What a great sound. Okay. Thank you, thank you. I'm loving this. I hope you're all enjoying this and listening. Well, I know you are. I love it. It's a nice sound here for me as well, because the steel pedal, don't have too many of them in Scotland. I only know one steel pedal player in Scotland, and then of course the accordion. I know loads of accordion, but that's so cool. Thank you. I'll let you carry on with the next one. I'm not going to take up time here.
This next one is called Call Me. Kind of a silly tune. And And I've been married for many years, so I kind of out of that loop, but have a number of friends dating on the internet and going through these things. So this song sort of sillily came to me. Well, you could call me lover, oh, you could call me friend. You can call me anything so that it don't offend. Just call me. Well, you can call me sinner, but please don't call me saint. Oh, you can call me anything, many things I ain't. Just call me. Then you would be my hero, so gentle and so true. Climb the highest mountain just to be with you. Call me for dinner or just a booty call. Call me when you're feeling low. I'll catch you when you fall. Just call me. Hit me, Kevin. Then you would be my hero, so gentle and so true. Swim the deepest ocean just to be with you. Hold that chord for a second, 'cause I've seen yours. Call me a woman, I would call you my wife. If I could call you my lady, my lover and my life, just call me. Text will do. Swipe right.
Fun song, yeah. Well, and I know you're a great family man, so that's a fun song. Fun song. Tell me, are any of you? Do you have upcoming gigs anywhere that people can come hear you? Do you play? Do you ever play together as a in this group, or do you just for tonight? Or?
Well, this immediate group is actually just for tonight.
Wow.
And we're hoping to do many more. But yeah, you know, when you called, when you contacted me, as you mentioned, I play a lot of different things, mm-hmm. and I play solo trios and bands, and I was just trying to figure out what would be fun. And after many years of writing instrumental music and playing a lot of instrumental music over the last year or so, I started writing songs again. I used to write them years ago, and I sort of got off the track. I was writing songs for music for TV and movies and stuff. And so I was writing a lot of instrumental music. Mm. And so it was about a year ago I started writing songs again, and it was just having a blast. And so I've performed them a number of times. Kevin and I have done them a bunch. Jeff has joined us on a few of those. So it was just great to have this invitation here, get a chance to play them out.
Happy it worked out this way. Thanks.
You know, given into tuning, because I got to tune my guitar for the next song, what I'd like to do is sneak in another one with just me and Kevin. This one's called Unknown to Me. And initially, it was called that because I couldn't think of a title. And when I'd get together with Kevin, he'd say, "What's that song?" And I'd say, "Oh, no, it's unknown to me." And so that became the tool. But a few years back, it was used in a documentary for vets and fly fishing. They were using fly fishing to treat PTSD.
Okay.
And so they used this piece in that movie. And so when the guy was listening, he was taken by the title first. And so that just was comical, since the title came from simply not having a title. But at any rate, I'd like to play it right now. Remember that one, Kevin?
I hope so.
You're not looking panicked there, Kevin, so you're okay. We'll find out about now. remembered that. Well, while Steve is tuning, I'm going to speak to you, Kevin, because you're the only other person here with with a vocal mic.
I was afraid this might happen.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get a mic in front of you, you see. So I'm going to ask you a bit about the accordion, because in many parts of Europe, the accordion is a very cool instrument to play.
Yeah.
But I've heard it doesn't have quite the same sort of je ne sais quoi in America, or I didn't used to have. It wasn't such a highly thought of instrument. And so I wondered how you got into and how you first were attracted to playing the accordion.
Well, my parents made me take lessons when I was four. And I know I should be a lot better because I've been playing it that long.
It's not that long.
But, you know, I gave it up for a long time because it was very uncool.
That's the thing.
And then all of a sudden I realized this actually is a pretty cool instrument.
Absolutely.
I mean, it can take you to anywhere.
Definitely.
Sound-wise, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's changed now. I think you hear a lot of accordion music in pop music or some anyway. Based upon my experience, it's really cool with all of the, you know, fan mail and stuff I get from.
Yes, inundated with it.
Yes.
Well, it's lovely to hear it. I enjoy it very much.
Actually, when I used to be a staff composer at a music house, and every time we put accordion on something, I'd be in the sound booth recording the accordion, and the client would always say, "Hey, where's the monkey?" I mean, time after time after time.
Oh.
And since they're the client, I have to go, whoa.
That's right. Never heard that one before, yeah. Oh, that was very good there. Well, I think right now, I guess the people that get the worst sort of jokes made of them now, certainly in Scotland, are banjo players. And then, of course, in Ireland, it's the Baron. So, guitarists never seem to have had to put up with that. I don't know.
I don't know about that. There's a whole slew. Don't get
drummers,
these guys started.
Is oh, well, maybe we'll break for 5 minutes of jokes. No, I'll not do that to you. Go ahead, Steve.
Let's see. You mentioned Acoustic Food Chain. This is a song I did with Acoustic Food Chain back then. Another kind of silly song. Guys, it's called Ain't Gonna Cry Me No River. I like to think of it as a love song. Cry me no river just because I'm losing you. Ain't gonna cry me no river just because I'm losing you. Fact is, I'm going out to celebrate. It's been long overdue. Now, sounds all too familiar. This time is really here. You're packing up, y'all leaving me. This time I just don't care. Ain't gonna cry me no river now that you got the drift. Let me get my car keys, honey, 'cause I'm gonna give you a lift. Ain't that right, Kevin? Or you just don't understand. Happy Joni Mitchell's band, just be my steely dance. Ain't gonna cry me no river now that you're finally gone. Sitting down with this guitar, I feel a song coming on. Hit me, Ben.
forgiveness, or you just don't understand. Couldn't have your Laura Nero, just leave my Bob Dylan. They don't cry me no river, now that you're finally gone. Sitting down with this guitar, I feel a song coming on.
Nice, nice, nice. So I asked you if you have any recordings, and you have about 9 CDs.
I do have a bunch of CDs, yes. And it's so, it's such an interesting thing these days, releasing CDs, just because the market has changed, and, you know.
Interesting. That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
I released a couple of Christmas albums and two other albums. And then those were the only ones I did physical CDs. Yeah. And then after that, I just released them digitally.
Yeah, things online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably do just as well, actually.
And they'll be available in all the usual places, I'm sure.
Yes. Yep.
Any of you other guys got any recordings out?
I'm on some recordings. I don't have recordings myself.
Okay, a lot in different bands. Yeah.
You played with Petula Clark on the CD once?
You played what on the CD once?
Petula Clark.
Oh, Petula Clark.
Petula Clark.
Downtown.
No, the other girl.
Dusty Springfield.
Oh,
you can think about it.
Oh, that was another bass player, wasn't there?
No.
No, I'm kidding you.
He'll remember it halfway through the next song. He'll stop playing and go.
Melanie.
Melanie. Whoa. Yeah, Melanie.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, I guess.
It is now.
It's even cooler.
Yeah.
When I first moved to town, I did a show with, the woman who sang? Mary Wells. She sang My Guy. She had a big hit. And she was sort of making a comeback. And this was like early 80s. And I got a call to play in the band for 2 weeks at the Fairmont Hotel down Denver, and it was great for me. I was a big fan of hers growing up, and so I went to her early on to get an autograph, and she thought I was kidding. You know, she kept, stop it. You know, she thought I was goofing around, but I was like really excited to be playing with her. You know, I mean, I grew up with her music. You know, it was interesting. Anyway. This is a Dylan song. If I can get that guitar tune. But it just hit me, maybe it's just the way things are, you know, politically and out there, and maybe the way things are sometimes, you know, holiday, like you said, and with family. And so this, for some reason, this song sort of stuck to me. And it's called All I Really Want to Do Is Baby Be Friends With You. Mistreat you, simplify you, classify you, deny, defy, or crucify. It's all I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. I ain't looking to fight with you.
frighten you or uptight you, drag you down or drain you down, chain you down or bring you down. 'Cause all I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. To make this morning last, kicking down cobblestone, looking for fun and feeling take you out. And I ain't looking for you to feel like me, see like me or be like me. It's all I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Baby be friends with you. Make you spin or do you, or select you, or dissect you, or inspect you, or reject you. 'Cause all I really wanna do is be friends.
Now that, I'd buy a recording of that. That was awesome. Well, thank you. And anyone listening tonight, if they want to listen again, or if you want to share this with friends, including the guys in the band here, if you want to listen to this later date, you'll find it on kgnu.org on After FM. And I'll post a link to it on my page that Steve can share with you all.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it'll be up fairly soon.
Well, I want to thank you again for having us. It's been a lot of fun. And I've got a couple more tunes, but just want to make sure I didn't forget.
It's been my pleasure.
You know, I got to, years ago, I was teaching at a high school here in town, New Vista High School, and I was teaching the music band and a couple classes, and we performed in here a couple of times, and that was such a blast for the kids. They had so much fun.
Yeah.
They wouldn't show it, you know, because they were, you know, kids and all, but we had a great time, so it was really cool that KGNU had us in here.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the reasons, because the majority of people who are involved with KGNU are volunteers. There's a small full-time staff, but most of us are volunteers, and we're here because we love the station. We love what they do and how they, you know, reach out into the community.
Yeah.
And Cabaret is it's just a fabulous opportunity to get a solid hour of great local bands doing live music, and I'm thrilled that you could come in tonight. And thanks to George for
making us sound great in there.
Sound engineer.
Yes.
Right there.
You know, I was actually in radio right out of college.
Okay.
And I worked at a station up in Windsor, KUAD. I don't know if it's still there. And in those days, quad was a big thing. You remember the quad stereos? I don't know.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember
far
that? Of course
young.
Not. excuse me. I'm sorry. And so their moniker was the Quad Father because they were KUAD. And they were actually offered money for that, and they turned it down because they thought quad is going to be the thing. But I had so it was a live country station on AM, and the FM was programmed. And back then they had these huge computers that were probably, you know, the size of this wall and, you know, 8 feet tall and 4 feet. And they had these big reel-to-reels that they ran. And I would babysit the computer. I would do my voiceovers on a cart.
Yeah.
And then I would just babysit the computer from midnight to 6 a.m. And, you know, just making sure it went the right thing. And so, you know, it's late and I'm all by myself. And so invariably I'd fall asleep. And so we were out in the middle of nowhere in Windsor, and we were piped into Kodak at a plant out there. And that's all the music they got was KUAD. And so I fell asleep. It was probably 3 a.m. or so. And apparently the computer got stuck on Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
Oh, no.
And it must have played for about an hour or so. and all of a sudden the phone rings and, you know, wakes me up, and I answer it. And it's one of the workers at Kodak. And he says, "Have you played another Copacabana? I'm coming over there to get you."
You probably traumatized a few people.
Oh,
who can't
I felt
listen
so
to
bad.
That.
I commiserated. But so I quickly got I locked the doors just so this guy didn't kill me.
So is that your next song?
No, we're going to pass on that. I think I've played enough of that for my whole life.
Thank you.
Actually, so this next song, years ago I used to work at Boulder County, and one of the things that was sort of I guess I got caught up in it too, and it was such a bummer. During the work week, everyone had a saying or a name for each day of the week. You know how Wednesday is hump day, and so every day it'd be Monday, Tuesday's this and Wednesday's that. And you know, after a while, it's just such a bummer, man. You know, everyone's just like bumming out on every single day of the week. And, you know, and it just was such a crazy thing. So anyway, that's where this song came. It's called Nothing But a Monday.
Okay.
Y'all ready for this? See if I am too. Take it, man.
like a weekend, I hope it never ends. Let's go to your place, just me, you, and your friends. Seem like I died and went to heaven. I hope this feeling just don't go away. When I wake up in the morning, I got nothing but a Monday. I'm working 9 to 5, 5 days straight. Weekend comes around, man, the rest of my life is just a hey. Leave on Friday night, don't plan to be back for a day. When I finally come to my senses, got nothing but a Monday. That's why I play these blues. He's a blues man with a panda mansion. There's a part of he just say where or when. And lately he been hanging so low. Life can be funny that way. When I ask him what's been going on, he said nothing but a Monday. One more time, man. Kevin Packer. Nothing but a Monday. Jeff Fournier. Nothing but a Monday. Tober Shore. Nothing but a Monday. Ben Wallagoski.
To that track, I'm thinking what this band needs is a tambourine.
Oh yeah.
And I'm that's my instrument, you know. I'm just thinking there, you know, that and Madeline Cave on tambourine. Wouldn't that sound good?
Perfect. We needed one more slot, actually.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, there you go. Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna thank you all so much for coming in tonight. Steve Glotzer with his friends Jeff Fournier, Kevin Picard, Tober Shore and Ben Wallagoski. Yeah, did I get that right? Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you all so much. This has been great fun. I'm going to let you play us out. And I look forward to, I'm going to listen to this again for sure.
All right,
sure.
Well, good. I appreciate you, KG and you having us. And this one's for my two sons, Harley and Dylan. It's called More Than Me. Night by the firelight, I'm shaking like a leaf.
overwhelmed by consequence, can't get no relief, and I'm feeling the pressure, and it's getting hard to breathe. And a smile comes across my face, make me feel alright. I remember something that you said, make me feel alright. I can feel it in my bones, they'll be better than I could. Moses, now this is what I see. I got two young boys with all their toys growing up to be so much more than. With my last ounce of innocence, I'm bound to make it right. With a new day and a brand new way, future looks so bright. I can't feel it in my bones, they'll be better than I could. Holy Moses, now this is what I see. I got two young men that I call friends, growing up to be so much more than me. Take it, boys.
Support comes from Mother House, a nonprofit shelter for at-risk homeless, pregnant women, and single mothers. Mother House provides shelter and case management to help families break the cycles of poverty and violence. Mother House is accepting donations for Colorado Gives Day, a statewide day of giving, through December 4th. For more information, visit coloradogives.org/motherhouse.
You're listening to Ha 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 Ka Hey. Ooh, that's right. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Yeah. Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen, and women, girls, and boys, señoras y señoras, latas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos, todo el mundo. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin Music Show Corriente, música para la gente. El loco del barrio Pocho, su anfitrión on this November 27th, 2018. Una noche de pura pachanga del paladar. Every song celebrates los comestibles de los continentes de las Américas, the foods of our hemisphere. We're gonna chow down tonight. We'll savor the musical flavors de Aztlán, Borinquén, Colombia, Cuba, El Salvador, México, Nicaragua, New Yorico, ay, hasta Ecuador y la República Dominicana en corriente. Here's, a ver, ¿quién viene? Here's Joe King Carrasco y las Coronas to start things out.